the Navy and Marine Corps spent several years looking at their existing agreements that they have with Microsoft across the entire Department of the Navy and analyzed really where are they using the technology the most, what are the emerging technologies and the innovations that are being brought forward that they want to take advantage of now, and how do they work migration strategies that are going to help them sort of take a step forward and save costs at the same time. So it really does cover the majority of the software technology that Microsoft brings to the Department of Defense. And they've definitely focused on a couple of key areas around management, unified communications, and interoperability as a part of their contract.
So we're not talking about just the big desktop office software and OS type stuff that you guys are typically thought of as the provider of.
Well, no, I mean, that's certainly some of the building blocks that go into it. But when you really look at collaboration, interoperability, tracking, maintenance, being able to see how they're using the virtualization suites. Those are really the places that they really wanted to emphasize. Yeah, when you talk about desktop, yep, that's sort of ubiquitous across the entire Department of the Navy and the larger Department of Defense, and they certainly took full advantage of that, but continue to move in broader directions around other key pieces of the Microsoft IT solution in this contract.
The Navy notice that went out this week suggested that this was a consolidation of a lot of other software agreements that various corners of the Department of the Navy had with Microsoft. Can you give us a sense of how many licensing programs were out there, even if it's not a specific number?
We were tracking over 28 different licensing agreements that they had at the command levels with the Navy. Certainly the continuity of services contract, the follow-on contract to NMCI, was the largest one. But again, close to 30 that they had, and we were able to bring some efficiencies in there through the consolidation of those into a single contract. They spent quite a bit of time looking at this and really, I think, really found some innovative ways to keep their existing contracts in place and put a migration strategy to this new agreement that they awarded to SoftChoice.
The Navy obviously thinks this is a good idea. The department CIO, Terry Halverson, told us a few months ago that they think they're going to save $100 million by doing this across the FITIP, but with you and 14 or 15 other companies. But I wonder what Microsoft's view on this sort of thing is. I mean, at first blush, one would think you're going to be getting less revenue for the same product. At least that's what the Don is hoping. Are there upsides to big enterprise licensing programs like this from the company perspective?
Well, there certainly are. And first and foremost, we know this is a transformative time for the Department of Defense. They are in a tougher budget environment. They are trying to equip a smaller, nimbler force, that's going to help them even expand their potential missions in the field. But we have to share some of that burden as well. We've had a long-standing relationship with the Department of the Navy. And when we look at this and say, okay, you're going to try to consolidate this down and find efficiencies in there, we want to bring some of those efficiencies forward to you as well. When you talk about revenue, that's certainly one of the key metrics that we watch over on the business side. But, it is only one of them. And the three key areas that I keep pushing down across the Department of Defense business are really around simplicity, taking 28 agreements down into one, making it easy to understand for everybody. That's a key part of it. People need to be able to access, those investments easily. The mobility side, where we're enhancing those folks in their deployed mission, whether it's license mobility, contract mobility, or actually, supporting that mobile user. And then on innovation. And I think this is the key differentiator that you might be hitting on. Yes, they did take the components of those existing contracts and bring them together, but they also said, okay, now that we're together and we're using this to standardize across the Navy, let's look at those additional product suites that are collaborative across the entire force and that makes sense if we're going to be in a consolidated type environment. So, we're very glad as they look to establish those baselines that they're doing it with Microsoft. And we do think that we're going to be able to help drive those efficiencies that Mr. Halverson is calling out in his objectives.
So Microsoft is in kind of a unique circumstance out there in industry in that I very much doubt that there's a single agency anywhere in government that doesn't use a substantial amount of your product. So you're in a good position to answer this question, which is as IT budgets get squeezed across the entire government. Are you seeing kind of a trend toward other agencies wanting to do bigger enterprise deals, or is the Don kind of the first out of the gate on this?
Well, when you look at, you know, you look at the Department of Navy and look at how they consolidated, you know, 12 years ago in NMCI, that was definitely an industry leading effort. You know, we have other, you know, large enterprise license agreements across, you know, single major, you know, whether it's a service, a COCOM, or an agency. That's not unique. There's a lot of creativity that can go in how that contract is put together, but most importantly, how will that affect the end users? The gut of the question that you're asking is, you know, when I look at it, I say, okay, how can I make sure that they're maximizing the usage of what they paid for? You know, all too many times, and this is really back on us as a corporation, we hear from the customers, well, I didn't even know we owned that. Well, I need to make sure that it's easy enough that everybody does know what it is that they own, mm-hmm. how to access it, how they can implement it, and make it, you know, easy and user-friendly so folks have those capabilities at their fingertips. And they're taking full advantage not only of the investment that they made in that, but in the technology as it is able to move them forward.
You were on a panel discussion recently on our station on a topic of basically buying commercial products in DOD. And one of the things I think you mentioned is that the department wants, the department being DOD as a whole, wants flexibility with how it uses its software licenses. Does this kind of agreement give them that, or is it just what they had before in a more consolidated, more rational package?
Now, this is definitely some quantum leaps forward for the Department of the Navy. It really gives them the ability to take advantage of utilizing current technology that's out there, but it puts them in a very good position to rapidly take advantage of and deploy Windows 8 as that comes to market. It allows them some cloud capabilities in putting together their private clouds where they can bring as much of that logically into the cloud as possible, and certainly it allows them to drive some of the costs out of doing business that they've habitually done for the last decade or so.